And it's a very good afternoon to Gloria. Hello there.
Hello.
Now then, tell us, you're from Worldmar. Tell us what you do up there.
So I am one of the fundraising leads at Worldmar Hospice Care. Our team focus on trying to raise vital funds to support and enable the care to patients and their families in Dorset.
And how long have you been up there for?
I have worked at Worldmar for 7 years.
And have you always been doing the same job? Or?
So I've always been in fundraising, a variety of jobs, and yes, a journey. I've seen a lot in my time there.
Now, I should say your surname as well, because it's Gloria McCartney, isn't it? Yes. I forgot the surname for a second there. Now then, tell us, Worldmar, they have to raise an awful lot of money, don't they? How much is it, yes. Do you know?
So we have to raise £27,000 a day. Yeah. To keep our services going. We get 17% of our funds via the NHS, and the rest is relying on raising funds.
That's just mind-boggling. That I knew it was a huge figure, but it's amazing, that amount of money.
Yes.
Yeah. And so mainly you're relying on the great British public, aren't you, to donate?
Yes. We simply couldn't do what we do without the support of our community. Yes, it's a lot of money to raise, and it's purely from people's generosity that we can continue our vital services.
Mm. And how many patients do you have at Worldmar?
So it varies. We provide care at our inpatient unit in Dorchester and also in our community as well. So over 80% of our care is actually in the community.
All right, that's interesting, yeah. And you'll soon be putting the Christmas decorations up there?
Yes, I believe that is beginning next week. We've got a team from New Look coming in to help us transform our inpatient unit.
That'd be nice. Now, tell us about this special event that you're arranging. Tell us all about that.
Yes. So our Light Up a Life campaign, it's very special to us at Worldmar. It is a beautiful way to remember your loved ones at Christmas time. So for a dedication, people can dedicate a light on one of our very special Christmas trees across the county. Each light represents their loved ones, the life of their loved ones. And we also have 7 very special services that accompany the trees to remember our loved ones, come together as a community and pause, reflect and celebrate those who sadly are no longer with us at Christmas.
Because Christmas does bring all those memories back, doesn't it? It's that time of year.
Absolutely, yes. It can be very difficult for people who have lost to their loved ones and who are experiencing grief and bereavement.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't have to be anybody who's been cared for by Worldmar either, does it?
Yeah, this is open to everyone and anyone in the community who would like to take part.
Excellent. And where are these services going to take place?
So we have 7 services and 1 online service for those that can't attend in person. Our first service is this Friday in Bridport at Groves Nurseries, and we have a very special service on Tuesday the 3rd of December at our inpatient unit in Dorchester.
And also, you've got a few more as well.
We do.
I'll test you. Can you remember?
can I remember all of them?
Okay, 10 points for each one.
So we're starting with Bridport, and then we're in Wareham. We have got Blandford, Sherborne, Gillingham, Weymouth and Dorchester.
Well done, you got all the points.
Yes.
Now, if people want to find out more, how can they do that?
Yep, so you can go onto the Worldmar website with all the details of the services and how to donate online. You can give our fundraising team a call or visit one of our local shops.
Excellent. And how many years have you been doing this Light Up a Light?
Oh, a very, very long time. So this is an annual Christmas campaign for us, which has built up across many, many years.
So, okay, brilliant. Well, good luck with all of that. And well done to everybody up there who does such a great job at Worldmar. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.